This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Clashes between protesters and police broke out across Belarus on Monday after the country's longtime president was declared the winner of Sunday's national election. Alexander Lukashenko, in power for 26 years, said Monday that opposition protesters would face a tough crackdown, describing them as sheep manipulated by foreign masters. Video of the clashes Monday night show police beating protesters with batons. Rights groups said one person was killed and dozens others were injured in a police crackdown on protests that followed Sunday's polls. Several hundred protesters have been arrested. Police used stun grenades, tear gas, and water cannon against the thousands of protesters who took to the streets of the country's capital, Minsk. The country's Central Election Commission said Monday that after all ballots were counted, Lukashenko took 80.23% of the votes. His main challenger, Svetlana Tsikhanouskaya, the main opposition candidate, got 9.9% of the votes. Speaking from her headquarters, Tsikhanouskaya said she does not recognize the outcome. International officials also questioned the legitimacy of the election as well as the crackdown on support on protesters. Washington said Monday it was deeply concerned by the situation. It says the process was marred by intimidation and restrictions on ballot access for opposition candidates. It also noted the lack of independent observers at polling stations, saying that has marred the process. The president of the European Commission and the Secretary General of NATO have voiced concern about the election results, while Russian President Vladimir Putin congratulated Lukashenko on his victory. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. French and Nigerian soldiers have rather searched through a giraffe reserve and its surrounding area in Niger on Monday for the killers of six French aid workers. The gunmen who arrived on motorcycles also killed the workers' guide and driver, bringing the death toll to eight. The aid workers were attacked on Sunday as they drove through the giraffe reserve, a popular tourist spot for expatriates living in Niamey, the capital of Niger. The director of the aid group said in a statement that the group followed security protocol by reporting their arrival at the reserve. Reuters reports the attack seems to have happened less than an hour after they arrived. According to the aid group, four men and four women died in the attack, all between the ages of 25 and 50. Prior to the attack, the region was not seen as unsafe. No group has claimed responsibility, but militant violence by terrorist organizations such as Boko Haram has been on the rise in Niger. France's Office of Anti-Terrorism has launched an investigation. Lebanon's government has resigned in the aftermath of last Tuesday's devastating explosion at Beirut's port and the angry public protests that followed. Lebanon's Prime Minister Hassan Diab announced the move Monday night. Diab did not say when new elections would be held. He laid the blame for the country's myriad problems at the feet of the country's political elite, who have ruled Lebanon since the end of the civil war, nearly 30 years ago. He said they have caused political and economic devastation and brought about last week's tragedy. Hong Kong media tycoon and staunch democracy advocate Jimmy Lai was one of seven people arrested Monday on charges of violating the new national security law imposed by China. The newspaper Apple Daily, which is published by Lai's Next Digital company, said the 72-year-old Lai was taken from his home on suspicion of colluding with a foreign country. The newspaper also said that at least one of Lai's sons was arrested. Mauritius Prime Minister Pravind Jugnauth told the Indian Ocean island nation to prepare for the worst-case scenario after a crippled Japanese ship leaked oil off the coast. Jugnauth said in televised remarks Monday that the MV Wakashio has stopped leaking oil, but the salvage team, this is a quote, has observed several cracks in the ship hull, which means that we are facing a very serious situation. He added, it is clear that at some point the ship will fall apart. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.